Hey, Tristan, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good.
It's been really cold this week, though I guess it's probably nothing compared to what people are going through in the Northeast with the bomb cyclone, as it's being called.
The bomb cyclone.
Yeah. It's a really huge storm. It almost looks like a winter hurricane. It's spinning and it has an eye. There's been a lot of coastal flooding. Also, wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour in some places.
Wow. Well, all that cold air that's made it so cold here has actually had an impact on the Louisiana coast. My colleague Sarah Sneath wrote about it this week. She wrote that the cold front out of the north has created some of the lowest water levels seen along the coast in years. And that's because the wind has basically pushed the water away from the coast.
Right. Well, in other big news, the Trump administration announced that it plans to open almost all of the federal waters offshore to oil and gas exploration. Mm-hmm. If that happens, it could be a really big deal for parts of the East and West coasts where there basically hasn't been any offshore drilling for a couple decades now. But my question for you is, how is this going to change anything on the Gulf Coast?
Well, it would change things a lot. It would open a Minnesota-sized area of the Gulf to drilling. That's about 60 million acres. Add to that where it's already allowed, and we're talking about just about the entire Gulf, including areas in the Eastern Gulf near Florida, where drilling has been closed for decades.
And that's pretty controversial, right? I mean, Governor Rick Scott of Florida came out and said that he was against this idea.
Yeah. And unlike Louisiana, Florida has long resisted drilling near their shores. Critics of the plan say more drilling means more chances of another Deepwater Horizon-sized spill. So you can imagine oil-covered beaches in Florida. That would be devastating for tourism, which is a key industry over there.
And then this, of course, comes right after the Trump administration said that it was looking to roll back some drilling safety regulations.
Yeah, my colleague Mark Schlefstein wrote about that last week. These rules come out of Deepwater Horizon, basically the stricter rules on alert systems and inspections and equipment testing would be eliminated or streamlined. Industry groups love it. They say it'll save them a lot of money and a lot of time.
You also have a story coming out this week about water pollution trading. Mm-hmm. The idea here is that some industries could buy credits from cleaner sources in order to avoid meeting their own pollution limits. So what's an example of how this would work on the ground?
Yeah, in other states, the way it's worked is, like, for example, a cattle farm might take steps to reduce runoff into a river. And by fixing their problem or minimizing it, they can earn credits and then sell those credits to someone else, like, say, a coal plant. The coal plant might like this idea because fixing their pollution problems would be difficult or very expensive.
And so what do you think this would look like here in Louisiana?
Well, it's not clear. So far, the legislature passed a law in June that really just allows the state to begin develop this credit trading program. And there'll be a lot of process and a lot of meetings to gather input in the coming months, and we'll continue to track it as it takes shape.
Tristan Bowrick is a coastal reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks for breaking down this week's coastal news, Tristan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.